The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur will be in Yevamos on Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis that Kol Heisha Shenoideres Al Das Baila Hinoideres. Every time a woman says a neder, makes a neder, the neder is Al Das Baila. And since the neder is al das baila, is an order for the baal to be maskim and to agree with the neder, therefore the baal is able to make for the neder. There's an interesting shaila that comes up regarding the rights and schusim that a wife has to make a neder with the family income and give tzedakah with the family income. The question arises, is she allowed to donate money and to make a neder with the family income, with the joint assets, or is she not allowed to give away money with the joint assets? And this question is extremely relevant, bizmanenu, and I want to also bring in a moment a halacha lemaisa story in a bezdin that was very practical application of this halacha. But let's begin with saying over a tshuvas minchas yitzchok, which is found in chelik beis simen ayin ches. The minchas yitzchok was asked the following shaila. There was a woman who was running away from the Nazis. And on her journey, running away with her family from the Nazis, she was surrounded by a group of specific Nazis who were about to kill her and her family. At that point in time, the woman made a neder. And she said to Hashem that if Hashem, you save me from these Nazis, I will give you my wedding ring, my diamond wedding ring to tzedakah, and that should be a melech yosher for me in order to get out of the tzara. The Minchas Yitzchok paskins that b'kiyah gavna, the neder is not chal. He brings a Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda in Tinyana, in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, says that any isha that makes a neder, the baal not only can be mefer, but the neder is not even chal. The Noida B'Yehuda says this based on a shach in Siman Reish Lamed Dalet, Siv Katan Dalet. The shach says that a baal could be mefer nidre ishtoi. Any nidre ishtoi, even if the neder ishtoi was be'es sara. And we know that in Hilchis Nedarim, that if someone makes a neder be'es sara, ordinarily there's no hatara. It is very hard to cancel such a neder. However, the koich of a baal to be mefer nidre ishtoi, even b'kiyah gavna, that the neder the woman made was be'es sara, the baal could still mefer the neder. And the shach goes on to say, not only could the baal be made for the neder be'et sara, but the woman who makes such a neder, it's not even chal mikoroi. It's not even chal, because after all the nechosim that are in the house belong to the baal. And since the nechosim belong to the baal, she has no right to give the nechosim for tzedakah. So it could be, says the shach, that not even hafara is even needed. E bazei zokta nudi b'Yehuda, that any time a woman makes a neder, it's not chal, with afar, without afar. So too says the Minchas Yitzchok b'kiyah gavna, that this husband who heard that his wife was given neder, the diamond ring, to be saved from the Nazis, the hafar was chal, and she was not chayiv to give that wedding ring. A lot of poskim seem to bring this halacha that a baal could be mefer nidrei ishtoi, even if it's a neder be'es tzara, from a Toisus Yishanim in our sugi. There's a Toisus Yishanim in our sugi that says, Al Gemara says, Kol Ha'isha Ha'noideres, Al Bas Baila Hinoideres. The Toisus Yishanim asks a very fascinating question. If it's true that every woman who makes a neder, it's Al Das Baila Hinoideres, so frak the Toisus Yishanim, why do we need a pasuk or a parsha of Haforis Habal B'Nidrei Ishtoi? After all, if the woman's neder is only al das the baal, you should not need hafara. And the Tosfos Yeshanim answers this question by saying, well, this concept of kol neideres al das baila hi neideres is only after the Torah revealed to us the baal has a koyach hafara. So once the baal has a koyach hafara, the wife is cognitive of this, and therefore it's kol neideres al das baila hi neideres. That's the answer to Tosfos Yeshanim. So the poskim ask, why did Tosfos Yeshanim have to say that it's after the Torah said parshas hafara? This concept exists. I have a better answer. Why do you need Parshas Hafara? Why do you say you need Parshas Hafara in a case of Esara? Esara, we know it's hard to be Mater and Neder of Esara. So maybe the Chiddush and the Kra, the Torah says that Hafara works, it's only Esara. Maybe that's what the Chiddush HaKro is. So the poskim can bring a raya for this, that actually Hafara works even Be'esara. Now, let's go back to the general topic, the Nodi Behuda, that said that not only does Hafara work Be'esara B'nidrei Ishtoi, but the woman cannot even make the nether to begin with. And this halacha, that a woman can't make a nether to begin with, is very relevant. So let's assume the Baal did not do a hafara, right? The Nodi Behuda says two reasons. Number one, because the Baal could be mefer, even beisara. Number two is because the woman doesn't even own anything. Let's talk about this concept. The woman owns it, she doesn't own anything. So the Maisa, if you look in the Minchas Yitzchak brings a machloikis regarding this concept. If a Isha could give tztaka, or if an Isha cannot give tztaka, without the Baal being Mefer. Again, the Baal's Mefer, obviously the nether is a hafara, but let's say he's not Mefer. Does she have the koyach to be given nether or give tztaka, yes or no? So, the Minchas Yitzchak brings a machloikis in the Rayin. The Shitas Habei Shmuel, that could be found in Evan Ezer, in Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sif Kotten Yud Gimel, which brings down from a Chuvas Maram Mintz, in Simon Zion, that says, a woman who's a noisas v'noisenes, b'seich habayis, she deals with the family money. I mean, there's two types of women Chazal always described to us, two types of wives. There are wives that are noisas v'noisenes b'teich habayis. They spend money, which are all the women nowadays. They all spend. They all have a right to spend money. I don't know any woman that doesn't spend money at all. And there's some women who don't spend any money. So women who don't spend any money, obviously, they don't have a schus to spend any of the money, and therefore, obviously, it's nachal. But a normal woman who has the ability to spend household money for tzachi mozoin, so says the Beis Shmuel that a isha and isas and isas b'sich habayis, and she's not with tztaka, the Baal has to shame, the Baal has to mishalim the nether. The Baal has to mishalim the nether. Even though, says the Beis Shmuel, he could be moicha mikan lahaba, or b'shas maisa the nether is chal because she's a noisas and isas b'sich habayis. The maisa, on this Beis Shmuel, this Maram Mintz, the Beis Shmuel brings, there's cholkim. This is Shuvas Beis Yaakov in Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Chuvas Beis Yaakov says that no, that after Nisuin, a woman is not allowed to make a nether without any Rishus Baila. Because after all, even though she's Nisas, and she has rights to take the family income and spend them on maybe electric bills, on tuition, on spent on food, but the husband never gave her the right to go ahead and decide which stock is to give money to. And therefore it says the Beis Yaakov that she's not allowed to go ahead and give money b'seich habayis. So that's a machloikis achroinim. L'maisa, since we have this shach, the halacha l'maisa is going to be that it seems to be that even though a woman is noisas b'seich habayis, we said from the shach in Yerdeya, and Simon Reish Lamedal, Tzav Katan Dalid, that nothing really belongs to her, and the shach doesn't differentiate between noisas v'noisenes, not noisas v'noisenes. So it seems to be the halacha l'maisa that she's not even allowed to do it. However, if you look in the Yam Shel Shloime in Bava Kamma in Periches Simen Chof Tes, he brings the Raivon, and the Raivon says that even though the husband's ability, the husband's permission he gives in his wife to spend the money is usually limited to tzarchi mazoin, but because of takanas hashuk, because of the fear that people won't take her money and won't deal with her in the business world, we have to give her some leeway. We have to allow her to make decisions. We have to allow her to go ahead and give tztaka and give monies where maybe she doesn't have 100% authority. Because if we qualify her to such a strict makom that she could only spell tzarchei mazon, people won't do business with her. They'll get word. Maybe she's spending too much. Maybe she's spending out of her authority. Therefore, says the Yamshul between the rival that she could talk give stock is and she could give money. Now, the Mishana Lochis brings this. Mishana Lochis brings this down in Chelik Yud Beis Simin Kuf Mem, and he says even though this is true, Lamaisa. It's only true with a small amount of money. A small amount of money, which she's allowed to do. So that she's allowed to be noisav and esenes habayis. But a big skum, a tremendous skum, which is more than tzarchei mazon. So then there's even no takanos hashuk from the raivon. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, there's a machloikis if she could give a neder, if she could give tztaka. And even the poskim that say she's allowed to give tztaka, it's only a small amount because if the takanos hashuk based on the raivon, or maybe based on the Beis Yaakov, that she has ability of noisav and esenes. But no one gives the authority that a woman should give a check that's a large skum, or a neder should be chal that's a large skum to tzedakah. Now, lemaisa, this concept not only plays out in giving tzedakah, but it also plays out in a lot of dinei Torah that I've been present to. Lemaisa, there was a maisa 7 years ago in 1999. I was in the dinei Torah. I was at a dinei Torah with Moshe Uri Eisenstein, and there was a husband and wife present that was suing a contractor, someone who did work on their house, and there was a shaila on different payments if the couple promised to pay for the construction work, or they didn't promise to pay for the construction work. And there was a long din Torah, a lot of screaming back and forth. During the time, the woman, the wife, who was in Beis Din, she spoke out a little bit more than she should have spoke out, and she admitted that she promised to pay him, and admitted certain hoidois to mechayev her husband to pay the skumim that were in the din Torah. Lemaisa, that's a grosser shaila. Could she mechayev her husband? She can mechayev her husband. So Rav Moshe Uzen Eisenstein said that's doima to this shaila if a woman can give tzedakah or not. We're saying today that a woman giving tzedakah, that's a machlokes hapoiskim, if it's a davar mu'ud, she gives tzedakah. So too, if she does a hoidah, if hoidah is baal din kmei edim dami, to mechayev the baal in his chayvis, in the dinei Torah, also it should be dependent on the dinim of the ability to woman to give. If she can't give her husband's money to tzedakah, and she has no rights to give more than davar mu'ud, so after all, her hoidos bal din kmei edom dami shouldn't be chal anything more than that. However, the akilu I was president, we asked the shaila to Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg said no, that even though the din is that a isha hanusat v'senetoich abayis doesn't have authority to give more than a davar mu'ud according to all the poskim, and even a davar mu'ud is a machlokes. However, when it comes to more, when it comes to the din of hoidas bal eidim kmeidim dami, when it comes to hoidah, a reglaim ledover that is his chayvus in Beis Din, so the hoidah of a isha to mechayv her husband could be chal even on something that's more than the shear of noisim and senetoich abayis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.